Hey, good morning, you. It's 8:20. Think it's going to be a cloudy day today. See a little bit of rain later on. According to Uncle Mick, he'll have your forecast right after KBMW News at 8:30. Well, it's Thursday. Got to talk Jankaba Zoo. And this Thursday's edition of the Morning Zoo with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz in studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you brought Andrew a snake.
Yeah, I did.
See, I don't get a snake.
No, we could say we have a rhino in here.
That is true.
Although we're brutally honest,
because we've had just about everything but the rhinos in here.
I think
too,
so. But, yeah, we've done a lot.
I think if we scared half your staff with that snake as they walked by and looked in, went to pop in and say hi, and they were screaming and running.
That's why reptile houses are labeled in zoos, so you have a choice. You never want a snake up to someone with a snake or a spider. It can be horrifying.
I tell everybody, though, that Tom Schmaltz cured me of my fear of snakes.
But not by sneaking up with you.
No.
He did it.
He just said, here you go,
and methods.
Explained everything to me, mm-hmm. and said, you know, here you mm-hmm. go, here you go. And I have no fear of them anymore.
Well, he also presented to quite a few children at Marketplace for Kids.
Yeah.
And he brought Casper over there.
Yeah, and kids have no fear. They just inherit their parents' fear.
Sure.
So they're all, can we touch? I said, no, it's too many. But they were all great and had great questions.
Well, let's talk about that, too, just quickly here, because there's other stuff we got to cover. Your outreach at Jankaba Zoo is amazing because you go everywhere.
Yeah, we're involved in quite a bit through the years, and Tom and I still go out and do. We've got the county fair circuit coming up. We'll be going over to Douglas, and of course our Wilkin County Fair, which
sure.
we love that they invite us back every year. And then of course Bruce Fingerson and his wife Melissa doing a great job. In fact, the schools that are coming, and there's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell you, be prepared for yellow and orange going through the town.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening this whole month. We're getting lots of comments from the teachers and the children and the parent chaperones that we love that your staff is on the pathways. So we've got a lot of people on the pathways, but mainly Bruce is trying to cover all these kids and Melissa, and it's going very well, and they're just amazing. So look for people that work at the zoo when you go there. They got name badges on.
All right.
And they will tell you everything. And we'll tell you everything. And it's just been it's been so much fun.
Oh, man.
Just this week, not counting the other weeks in May, which this isn't even our biggest week, we had 1,900 school children on tour.
Wow.
So, are visiting the zoo. So, it's pretty amazing. We got our new touch table with the antlers in there, and I had a meeting in there with Shannon King yesterday. And we thought it was safe to put the meeting in the afternoon because most of the kids are back on the bus. But then we've got, you know, local ones, and we've got Fergus Falls ones that can stay into the afternoon. And the place was inundated in a matter of seconds, and it was glorious. Glorious chaos. They were having fun. They were trying the antlers on and just having a blast. And Tom took out a tiger skin because that's been our theme of the week, to talk about the plight of the tigers.
The plight of the tigers.
Yeah, we've been promoting the plight of the tigers of people. They can come to the zoo and we'll show them how to donate for the tiger conservation and stuff. And, you know, there was 9 species. We're down to 6, and there's 2 more that are so close to going extinct that we're really promoting. So Jankaba Zoo is really proud. We have new tigers coming next week.
I was going to say, what a perfect lead-in to what you got coming up here.
You know, we have to put that education message out there because that's what we get all excited about.
Well, that's a huge part of what you're about.
Making, popping up eyes open and teaching people about what's going on with tigers. And so we'll continue that with the new tigers that are 8 months old. They're not related. They'll be in the habitat when you first come in. The new building is beautiful, and lots of space for future tiger projects, and we will be talking more about them, and in the meantime, they'll be in the habitat next week.
You're excited about that, I can tell.
Very excited about it.
You're trying to maintain, but
we waited, and we hate to say, oh, the tigers are coming, and then for some reason something was delayed on either end. And then the tigers we were supposed to get for the species survival plan, and our building wasn't ready. And then when tigers need to be placed, they need to be placed. So if we're delayed on either side, or we no longer qualify for them, or whatever the case, we had to wait. So this is going to be a really nice addition. It's going to be a draw. And we always, as a zoo director, I love the draw. As a zoologist, I love the education value.
Right, right. How are the cheetahs doing?
Oh, awesome. Cheetahs are doing awesome.
Yeah, they like the new digs.
They love all the kids coming through. Yesterday, I walked by, and they're right up by the fence, and they're playing with each other and rolling around, and there's kids surrounding them all on two sides, and the kids are screaming and laughing, and the cheetahs are like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go after, they were just playing like two big kittens.
And I think the most frequent comment I got in astonishment is, we saw your cheetahs today and there were two zookeepers in there. Mm-hmm. And that's accolades to the keepers and the training program and their knowledge and their daily work with the cheetahs and how familiar they are with them and each other, that they can present the cheetahs. And that's part of the enrichment program and the training program. So it all... We're demonstrating it constantly.
Sure. Yeah. And anytime you're down there, folks, if you see a zookeeper, you got questions, ask. You see one of these trainers especially.
Yeah.
Because like you two, they're walking textbooks. They know everything down there. They know everything through and through.
And Snappy is on habitat.
Snappy.
Snappy's on habitat. And I think you had 8-9 people.
Yeah, and I have all my fingers, arms, toes.
You've been lucky. Well. We shouldn't even talk about that.
Yeah, that's
you
bad.
Because
bad
one of these years, it's going to be,
Probably should have quit moving Snappy last year. One of the things to remember, too, quickly, is with summer coming and companies having retreats and stuff, you hire the zoo to come in, and it's a great way to break up your day. We'll bring some animals. We get people recharged, and they're up and ready to go. And it's a great way. And the places we've done, they said our employees just loved it.
I bet they do. And again, what a great way, like you said, to kind of break it up, because it's like, well, Jacob Bazoo's coming in, and it's like, wow, what are they going to bring with it?
Yeah, they always think that. throw everybody off, we're going to bring a beer cooler because everybody will think snakes, even if we don't bring them.
Do you ever think, when you're mentioning school buses, how many young minds and first-timers come in there that are exposed for the first time to Jacob Bazoo that are going to keep coming back time and time again? Do you ever think about that?
I think about it all the time. Yeah. And we see people come back. Mm-hmm. We see people with their children come back. People we had as junior keepers. We see 40-year-olds come as
unbelievable.
We see 40-year-olds coming in with their family. 35-year-olds coming back. Class reunions.
Yeah.
People that graduated with our kids, coming back with their kids to the zoo. And, of course, we take their picture and send it off to our kids to say, hey, look who's in the zoo today. And look at their family. And they seek us out. So that's fun.
Right. What a great legacy.
It just snowballs. We had the school district at Thompson, North Dakota, up by Grand Forks, came down yesterday with two bus fulls. And I'm thinking, that's a long ways to haul their kids. But one of the teachers had been down through the zoo and said, we're taking our kids to the zoo. And it's such a great way to see them. And you see them come from all that ways. These kids had a 3-hour bus ride.
Right.
To get here, and they just loved it.
And they're going to go home and tell mom and dad, hey, guess what I want to do again?
Oh, yeah. It's all a blessing. We have to always laugh because, the chaperones and bus drivers are free. We encourage them to come. Well, chaperones have to come through. We encourage the bus drivers. They want to come through, but they wait a little while. They just want to sit on the quiet bus for a little while.
Yeah, try to recompose.
And then they'll come through on their own.
I love that. Tom and Kathy, great to have you in here.
Great to be here, Bill. And get ready for an exciting summer.
Oh, absolutely. It is rolling at Jacob Zoo. The Morning Zoo, we do this every Thursday at 8:20 with Tom and Kathy here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Air. From our first breath, it's a powerful part of our lives. Otter Tail Power Company can show you how to harness the power of air with a cold climate heat pump. Upgrade your home to super efficient technology, low off-peak rates, and year-round comfort, whether it's cooling or heating. Today's rebates make it smarter than ever. Go to otpco.com/heatpump to put the power of air in your future.
Got a mostly cloudy sky. 47 degrees. It is Thursday, May 19th from the North Dakota Soybean Council News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. A former Minneapolis police officer has pleaded guilty to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. As part of yesterday's plea deal, Thomas Lane will have a count of aiding and abetting second-degree unintentional murder dismissed. Lane, along with J. Alexander Kang and Tu Tao, have already been convicted on federal counts of violating the civil rights of Floyd. Former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder last year and pleaded guilty to a federal civil rights violation. Chauvin was sentenced to 22 and a half.